Hello?
Hello, am I having a word with Susan?
Yes.
Hi, this is Josh speaking. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing absolutely great. Thank you so much for asking. Susan, I just wanted to get on a call so that we can further discuss on the project regarding a few of the confusions and the messages that you sent. So I am all ears to assist you regarding that.
Okay, great. I'm just having a few concerns. Okay, nothing
Sure.
really major. My big concern is that I haven't received any sort of thing in writing that, like a contract or anything, that kind of locks in the fact that my rights are mine, that my rights to my book are mine. Do you do that sort of thing, or why don't you do that sort of thing?
For sure, for sure. Let me guide you on that. First things first, because I want to be very clear with you as well on this, I will have to just follow up with Ryan once on this so that I can check if copyrights was a part of your package or not. If not, then copyrights is something that we surely do provide from our end. So in that copyright document, what happens is that you get a proper document which says that all the work that is completely yours and you are the owner of that particular document. So I personally will follow up on
Right.
this and I will get you a complete detail on that so that we're crystal clear on this as well.
Yeah, because if we don't have a copyright, I want that done. I don't remember if that was discussed between us about copyright, but I do want a copyright on it.
For sure, for sure. As per the details that I have over here regarding the package that you purchased, it does not include the copyright. But I personally am just going to have a word with Ryan as well if that was something that was discussed or not, so that we're on the same page and there's no confusion. Although I have the contract, but just to be sure that we're all on the same page, I'll have a quick word with him. And if there's anything else that is needed or regarding the copyright, I'll surely let you know about the details on that and what would it cost or what the additional details would be. So I'll give you the complete details on
Okay.
that.
Can I discuss to the editing?
For sure, for sure. I'm
Now.
here for all the concerns.
Okay, so I agree. I loved the heading she did on it. That, you know, the she had the title and she had like a fleur-de-lis and she had some symbols. It was beautiful. I loved it. I agree with most of the things that she edited. There were a few that were a little questionable because I don't know that she really understood the time period that the prologue is in or the preface is in. It's like an ancient time. So, you know, there were some simple things that just didn't make sense that she added in there. And so my end of it is, as a first draft, and this is a rough draft, two things. How do I go about change, you know, rewriting? Do I rewrite the whole thing, or do I just change what she's done, or how does that work?
Sure, let me guide you on that. So, Susan, whatever is easier for you, because obviously we are working on the edits, so whatever way is easier for you, you can submit the changes or your suggestions that way. For example, if you can make the changes to the document that we have sent, then you can share it that way and we can proceed from there onwards, because the document, it has the track changes option on. So we'll be able to track the changes that you're making and we can proceed ahead from there onwards. Or what you can do is you can simply create a new document and you can just mention the changes over there. For example, you can mention that page number 5, line number 2 needs to be removed, or page number 10, this needs to be removed. So either way, whichever way you feel easy, you can submit it that way and we'll have it catered.
The other thing is, unfortunately, I do this to myself, and this is why I was a little reluctant to start now, before I'd gotten too far into it, is that I come up with ideas that I want to add into, you know, the stuff that I've already written, just add a chapter or change a chapter or add information into it. So I usually end up just writing a chapter and putting it back in, you know, putting it in before or after another chapter. I want to do that before you guys get set on this draft, you know, done with the editing. I want to make sure that everything that I've given you to edit has what I want it to have in it. and I've kind of come up with something I really need to put at the beginning of the book. Can I just go ahead and rewrite it with her changes and the addition and then submit it for a second editing?
You surely can do that. And what I would suggest is that if you have to make any addition, I would recommend you to use the document that we have shared with you, the draft that I have shared. I would recommend you to kindly make the changes over there. For example, if you have to add anything to that to the page before that, or if you want to add any chapter before that, you can just copy paste that chapter from your draft to the draft that I have shared so that the team can check what are the additions or what are the changes that are incorporated in the new draft. That would make it easier for the team to proceed from there onwards.
Okay. Okay, yeah.
And
it's just, it's kind of hard for me to do it at this stage because I wasn't really ready to have it edited. And now I'm kind of having to, in a panic stage, because I get down the line and go, oh, wait, that should, I have this great idea. It should have been at the beginning, but they've already edited. So it's like, you know,
it's
I'm just not used to,
it's
I'm usually used to submitting after it's done.
No,
I'm
it's
a
understandable.
Little on the panic side.
Absolutely. It's understandable. Even when we're writing a short, I do have a habit of writing as well. So it happens whenever we have this creative mindset or whenever we have that creative idea that just kicks in at the middle of the day, we just tend to keep moving forward that way. We all just think that, hey, I think I have a good idea right now. Let's just edit it that way.
Right.
So your package has unlimited revision. That is completely fine. Even at the middle of the editing, you think that, hey, Josh, I think I have a wonderful idea and we can add this chapter somewhere in between. Although even if that is edited, I will have a word with my writing team and I'll have that included, because obviously you would want the best of best. So I would tell you the same to not compromise on anything and do not hesitate or worry about anything. I personally will be making sure that that gets done and you will be getting whatever you expect the final result to be. So if you want any additions to be made, any changes to be made, I'm personally going to take care of that.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. That makes me feel better because I'm like, the creative process is just
we can say that's a very good part, but at times we understand that that can be a con as well for having that imaginary and creative idea. Even when we're working on any draft, any drawing like that, we tend to make it so perfect that at times it takes longer for us. So that's completely understandable, and I am there to support you. I am from the same boat. We're traveling towards the same direction, so I will make sure that we both are on the same boat as well, and we'll have it corrected for you.
Yeah, you know, just an anecdote. The first book I ever wrote, it never was published. It's copyrighted, but it was never published. I rewrote that stinking thing 15 times to the point where at the very end, it didn't even sound anything or look anything like the original. And it's like at some point I had to stop and go, wait, what are you doing? Anyway, I mean, I've grown since then. For the last two books after that, I've gotten to the point where I can stop myself from rewriting and rewriting and rewriting and rewriting, but I can't stop getting these little impulses in there going, wow, this would work. This would explain so much, you know.
Yep, indeed. But that is something that we are on board and we'll have it taken care of. And since it's the first draft, since the writers are unknown as well, so it may take 1 to 2 drafts for the writer to have the same mindset in as of you. So after the first or two drafts, they're going to get on the same board and you'll be loving the edits completely as well with no further
Well, changes. And I noticed once she got into the past the preface and she got into the modern time, of the book when it switched over to modern times, there was just very few things that I disagreed with her on. I mean, I think it was just I needed the flavor of the writing to reflect the time, the ancient times. So I think she was just not quite seeing that, but, you know, that's okay.
Could be a mix-up. I'll surely follow up with her as well. And also, I'll be waiting on your feedback as well that I'll share with the team so that we can have the draft revised. So I'll be waiting on to hear from you as well regarding your feedback and changes. And you don't need to worry about or hurry about anything as well. Whenever you are done with the draft or revision, you can share that at any time and I'll have it assigned.
So what I'm doing is, just let me get this straight, is when I add something in, like another chapter, then I will do it online and somehow put it into your document that you're editing?
Yes, you can do it that way, or you can directly work on our document as well. So if you want to make any additional changes in the document, I would recommend to use the same document that we have shared so that we can track the changes with what new words or what new chapters you have added, and we'll able to have a track of it and proceed forward from there.
Okay. So I can do it on that actual document that she sent me.
Yep.
Okay. Got it.
Perfect. Sounds great. And I'll be looking forward to hear the feedback from you. And from there onwards, we're going to kick it off and we'll share the next draft with you.
Okay. Sounds good. And you're going to check the copyright for me.
Yep. I'm going to check on the copyrights. Hopefully by tomorrow, I'm going to get you a complete update on that. All right?
Okay, great. Thank you so
Perfect.
Much. I appreciate it.
Thank you
it.
So very much. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.